Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're making our way through the Acts of the Apostles, the ministry unfolding of the church, and the mission that Jesus had sent the apostles on. It's so important for us to be able to take up these passages that the church gives us now as we're celebrating this Easter season, because what we see in it is, first of all, the vindication of everything Jesus said. He's Lord, he's been raised from the dead, and what Jesus told the apostles, what he taught them about what the church is meant to be and how it's to go forward in history. And so the apostles are now laying the foundations of the church, and we see that the foundation of the church begins with the message. The message is crucial. And it's so important for us to be able to see this, friends, because there's such a blurring of the message in our time. There's so much confusion about what the church actually is. And it often gets reduced, first, the person of Jesus. You see the contrast between how the world and even elements within the church itself seek to reduce Jesus from his exalted state as Lord in Christ, the Lord of history, the victorious King who's destroyed the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and who literally is the only means of hope and salvation for the whole world, the one who now has power over everything, the one who will be the judge of everything at the end of time, the one who's coming to destroy all the enemies of God, the Father, and to establish, being the faithful Son who's coming to establish the Father's full purpose and the eternal reign of the new creation of all those who are born into Jesus with him and with God forever in perfect unity and joy. Instead, what the world wants to do is either ignore him, call him just another prophet, good guy, good, you know, another good religious leader, a spiritual guru, a social justice warrior, a political revolutionary. He gets reduced to the horizontal level, to this world only. So one, we don't have to listen to him as profoundly. We don't have to radically take in everything he said. We only need to take in some of the things he said that we're most interested in. But the thing that is resisted in every human heart is Jesus' total claim, his total claim of being Lord, and his calling of every human being to repentance, that is to literally acknowledge their sin-sick nature and to have to acknowledge that we cannot save ourselves, that we stand in need of salvation and the forgiveness of our sins, that we stand right now separated from God and God's life and therefore live without hope in the world without the help of Jesus Christ, and that the proper life and that the proper way to live and the way to life and happiness is a life of humility and obedience. It begins with acknowledging our sin and bending our knee and confessing before Jesus that he's right and that life is Christ and we owe everything to him and that we must say yes to him and to welcome him into our heart and to be able to live now as his disciple and walk in his footsteps. People don't want to go there. Instead, they just want to say, you know, Christianity is about morality. It's about being kind to people. It's about being nice. It's about not hurting people. But Jesus also wants everybody just to kind of find their own path to happiness, to follow their own bliss. No. Jesus wants, and you'll hear it again in the preaching of the apostles, Jesus is calling, as Peter will say, and Paul will say, he's calling all men and women everywhere now to repent, to change their lives, to turn to him, to enter the waters of baptism, to be born again by water and the Spirit, to enter his church, to live in his church in love, to live a life that seeks to put God first, radically abandoning ourselves to him and seeking holiness that he alone can give, that's Christ-likeness, that's being set apart for God and engaging his great commission, his mission. This is a people that Jesus is forming in the world to do what he's calling us to do, not what we want to do, to proclaim a message he gave, not a message we edit and give. It's an exciting, exciting time to be alive, to be a Catholic, to be walking in the footsteps of Jesus, and to see the model of the apostles. And I ended yesterday's program where Peter had preached under the anointing of the Spirit the central reality of Christianity, that God has raised Jesus from the dead, that no power could hold him down. And every person who's united to Christ will be able to share in that victory, and they will not be held down. Everybody who dies apart from Christ will be subject to the powers of darkness for all eternity, and will never know God, will never know hope, will never know joy, and will suffer for all eternity. Jesus came, and his death on the cross is so serious, it's the antidote for this serious problem. So Peter is saying God has raised him up, and he's now exalted at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, and God has made him Lord in Christ. And Peter says, and we're witnesses to these things. He was crucified. We saw him die, and we saw him alive again. This is the future of the human race. This is the good news. It surpasses everything. And do you notice how our culture is drifting further and further away from the actual valuing and putting this first that many did in the culture? It shouldn't surprise us. The message of the gospel is indigestible to the world. It's totally radical. It's a judgment on the world. It's judging. Jesus is saying, this world is passing away. Yes, all your big high-rises and all your Las Vegas gambling strip, all your Hollywood, all your Wall Street, all your great armies, everything you're building is ultimately going to pass away. All your crowns, all your idols, all your trophies, all the pyramids, you name it, all the things we erect to our own glory, it's all going to be judged, and it's all going to be burned up. It's all going to pass away. The world hates that idea. It rages against it. Even, friends, people who have been marked by the waters of baptism, people who are trapped in the world, in the vanities of this world, and are seeking it and going after it to satisfy their own soul, to satisfy something, the emptiness in them, and to prove my own greatness, this, that, and the other thing. And with the pretense of doing good, in many cases, what Jesus has exposed is we do these things for our own glory. And you can tell. And it comes down to something really simple. Where does Jesus Christ fit into all this enterprise that you're putting together? Is he the source of it? Is he motivating you? Are you at the service of the king? Are you interested in the work of your hands corresponding to the unfolding of the kingdom of God? Are you building something that honors him for the good of the kingdom of God, for the good of humanity? Is Christ anywhere in the picture? If not, it's worthless. That's what Jesus says, and the world hates that. And so it rages against the authority of Christ and the authority of his kingdom. So Peter's declaring Jesus' authority, and those who heard the gospel are stirred in their heart. They say, what must we do? And so Peter gives the clear message. He's faithful to what Jesus commanded them to say and do. Peter said this in verse 38, Acts chapter 2, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Here is, in a nutshell, the nugget, the core message of Christianity. This is what Jesus accomplished. This is what he called the world to. And this is why he established his church, to bear this message into the world. Now, sometimes people will say, you know, the central message of Jesus was the Sermon on the Mount. Well, yes and no. The central message of Christianity is what's called the kerygma, the basic core message upon which Father Cantalamessa called it the germ cell upon which the entire church is born. What's of first importance in the kingdom of God is not what we're supposed to do for our neighbor, but the first thing, what's of first importance, is what God has done for us. He has come to save us in his Son. The central thing, the first thing, is the problems of sin and death. is the establishing of the kingdom of God in human hearts. Every human being must come to terms with Jesus' claim as the only Savior of the world and the message of the church that everyone is called to repentance. Sometimes people say, well, Jesus just wants us to care for our neighbor and care for the poor. You bet he does. Absolutely he does. But what he wants first is he wants your heart. And just because I give food to the poor, it doesn't mean I've repented of my sins and confessed my sin, confessed that Jesus is Lord, invited him into my heart, entered the waters of baptism, and entered his church, that communion, which is his church on earth, which is his family, his body, his living body on the earth. That's what comes first. And then everybody who's baptized into Christ is called to imitate Christ. And what does Christ do? He loves his Father with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, and he loved his neighbor as himself. And so, if we're not doing the works of Jesus, it's a sign that this first thing has not happened. It's what it means to be a Christian, to repent, to receive forgiveness of our sins, to be baptized into Christ, and as he said, you then will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So the word Christian really means, when you take it apart, you're christened, you're anointed with the Holy Spirit. And the call of Christ, the message of the good news is not go disrupt unjust political structures in the world or go feed the poor even. The good news is that Jesus Christ has died and rose again, and you now have the possibility of having your sins forgiven, to be brought from death to life, and to have the Holy Spirit living in you, the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit who raised him from the dead. That's the beginning of it all. That's the core of the good news. Now, in that good news, in that transformed life, we do go into the world, and we become light to the world and salt to the earth, and we bring the values of the kingdom as well as the King everywhere we go. Peter goes on and he says, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all that are far off. That's the Gentiles who are far off, who are being brought near. Everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many words and exhorted them, saying, this is Peter now that the passage is referring to. Here's what Peter said. Save yourselves from this crooked generation. Hear what he's saying? What's the core of the message? Save yourselves. Salvation has come to you this day. That's the beginning of it all. That's the good news. Verse 41, so those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls, and they held steadfastly to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of the bread and the prayers. What does it mean to be a Catholic? What does it mean to be a Christian? Is that you've heard this proclamation and that you've responded to it, and that your life looks like this. You're holding steadfastly to the apostles' teaching. You know what it is. You're internalizing it. You're living it. It's what you're living for. And you're steadfastly holding on to the fellowship, the communion of brothers and sisters in Christ in the church. And you're breaking bread. That is, in people's homes, you're sharing meals, but you're receiving the Eucharist, and your life is characterized by prayer. So beautiful. What an exciting time to be alive. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.